I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's just a couple of days before Christmas. It's Labor Day. And obviously this has sort of thrown a few things out of our control, including making nut roast and picking up the pork loin, which I was supposed to do at work today. So I'm just popping around. Fortunately, my parents live around the corner. Like, they used to live about 15 minutes away, but they now live like 30 seconds walk, so I'm just strolling around there to give them the ingredients for the nut roast and pick up a hot water bowl. So, all right, bye. So I've just left my parents' house. I can't remember if I said it on the last recording, but one of the things we had to do is print the birth plan. I was due to go to work today, and I had it all ready to kind of print today because neither of us thought the baby was coming anytime soon. But then, of course, it did. So I had to rush around to my parents' house for that reason as well. But for fucking took ages to bloody set the printer up, like, as always seems to be the case when you're trying to do something important. Technology lets you down. But we finally managed to do it. I mean, it only took like 15 minutes, but you know, you're in that kind of zone where everything feels like an age and you're sort of like on edge and stuff. So, and I don't want to leave Alice for too long, obviously. But I'm heading back now. All right, bye.
So it's happened. I'm here with the baby. Hello, baby. He's just sucking your little hand. I mean, I've literally never been so amazed in my life. Alice was amazing. The midwives were amazing. It was incredible. Now we've got this lovely, beautiful baby. You can hear her breathing.
So I'm just outside the hospital, having left Alice and the baby, who still hasn't got a name. I feel a bit bad about leaving, but they don't really make it that easy for dads. I mean, I could have stayed, but there was basically nowhere for me to sleep. Like, it would have either been trying to sleep on a hard, or not that hard actually, but a not very comfortable chair, or trying to squeeze on the bed with Alice, which wouldn't have been good for either of us. So yeah, it's a little difficult decision. Ummed and ahed about it for a bit, but overall I think it's the right choice. And I'm fucking starving as well. So looking forward to getting some food. My dad's made me a curry. So looking forward to that. Alright, bye. So it's 3:30 in the morning, and the situation is pretty bleak. None of us have slept a wink, it seems like, since we had a nap this afternoon. I didn't really sleep that much then, actually, but Alice got about 2 hours in, which was good. But yeah, it's been this first night basically at home. Eliza is her name, by the way. We've decided on that, at least. She feeds, falls asleep, we put her down, she wakes up immediately, and the only thing that will sate her and quiet her is more breast, which inevitably leads to a lot of nappy changes as well. So, I guess this is what I signed up for. The good news is, though, that feed just before was the first one for about 3 hours. So we did actually get about 3 hours sleep, which was amazing. It's funny how your perception of things changes. You know, after she was born, you know, we had this... I certainly did. I know Alice did as well, actually, that the idea that she was, like, the most perfect thing in the world. Like, literally, she couldn't do anything wrong. She was just, like, the most perfect baby. I no longer believe that. I mean, obviously, she's still amazingly cute in many ways, but she can do things that are incredibly frustrating, obviously, and that's part of it. There's another weird thing where it's like, I kind of, like, you know, when she starts crying at the moment, I think it will change when the proper milk comes in and stuff, and there are other reasons why she's unhappy, but at the moment it's just like she's hungry. And so it's kind of like, I kind of feel like I need to get up. I should get up. Alice has just basically still just given birth, pretty much. And so I feel like I should be doing stuff. But I basically am kind of helpless. I can't do anything, really, to affect the situation. So, yeah, I feel kind of helpless and wrong. Useless is the right word. Like, you want to help, but you just can't really do anything at this moment. So it's about 11 p.m. on Christmas Day, Eliza's first Christmas. Oh, there she goes. And the great news is that the proper milk appears to be coming now from Alice's magnificent teat. Well, I mean, the reason why that's great news for the uninitiated is that hopefully what it means is that she will sleep a little bit longer between feeds, because she's actually getting, you know, a full tummy full of milk and not just little tiny bits of colostrum. So that's hopefully good news. So, yeah, back home, and I expect, although... this is sort of famous last words territory here, but I'm hoping this night is going to be a bit easier than last, not just because, you know, of the milk situation, but just because I think we know how to kind of, already, we've learnt so much and sort of know how to, hopefully know how to manage a bit better. As I said, famous last words. All right, bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.